Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. That's some Palestinian prisoners reuniting with their families in the West Bank. 369 were freed today as Hamas released three Israeli hostages. CBS's Chris Livesay reports Israeli-American Sagi Dekelhin was among them.
All three men were captured from near Oz, one of, if not the...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Blocks it, Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana, this is the Badgers pregame show as today Greg Gard's team wraps up a tough stretch of 6 of 8 conference games away from home. And today it's a doozy as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers, the reigning Big Ten champions, and of course a team that went all the way to the national championship game last season. Some key pieces are gone, but make no mistake, this Boilermakers outfit is still very, very good, led by what many consider to be the front runner for Conference Player of the Year, Braden Smith. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll have our usual pregame chat with head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with senior guard Max Klesman. But coming up, as always, our pregame conversation with Jesse Temple of The Athletic as we get it rolling here in West Lafayette, Indiana. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett. Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight.
We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Badgers pregame show, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. A week between games, knock it off Iowa last Saturday before the game against the Boilermakers. Jesse, I know Greg Gard has talked about this team's ability to win in different ways, and I guess that is symbolized no more so than the sweep of Iowa. 116 points, 21 threes in early January. A little more of a grinder, which they still score 74 points, but I guess that's to his point. The mark of a good team, you can win in more ways than one, and this year's team seems to fit that category.
Definitely. Wisconsin deserves a lot of credit for going into Carver-Hawkeye Arena and winning, especially considering the Badgers were down two at halftime. And to hold Iowa, a team that can score 90-plus on any given night, to 63 at home really speaks to, I think, Wisconsin's evolution defensively. We've spent all season, understandably so, talking about the offensive evolution, but this is a defense that statistically has gotten much better here of late. Greg Gard has said that he'd like it defensively to be in the top 25 or so in terms of some of those critical marks. They're in the 35 to 40 range after being in the 50s. So this is the sign of a good team, as you're saying, Matt, and they're going to have to win in a variety of ways when the Badgers get to the NCAA tournament.
And it's a team that is third in the Big Ten in defensive efficiency, second in offensive efficiency, but has played a team that's one on offense and number two in defensive efficiency with Purdue. A lot of people wondered, no Zach Edey, Mason Gillis moved on. But, you know, Edey, obviously the two-time National Player of the Year. Are you surprised at how well Purdue has played so far this season?
I am a little surprised. We spent a lot of time talking about the credit Greg Gard deserves, and I certainly think Greg in the end will be in the running once again for Big Ten Coach of the Year, depending on how it shakes out. But Matt Painter deserves a lot of credit. It helps to have really good players, but I thought Purdue would take a step backward after losing Edey, and they haven't at all. It helps to have players like Braden Smith, who's averaging 8.7 assists per game, leads the Big Ten. He's having a phenomenal year. They have multiple people who can hurt you. And this is going to be one of the toughest games, I think, for Wisconsin in the Big Ten, because Mackey Arena, as we know, not an easy place to play. But if the Badgers can get this one, then they've got the same number of losses in Big Ten play. And Wisconsin's got a legitimate shot here down the stretch to potentially capture the Big Ten regular season title. It's not out of the realm of possibility, given the way all these teams beat each other up.
Well, you're right. You mentioned Braden Smith and the assist total. He's 3-1 assist to turnover. And Trey Kaufman-Wren has been the guy. We talk about Wisconsin being a developmental program, and because it is, so is Purdue. And Greg and I on his radio show, and I think Greg mentioned it on his in his media gathering yesterday afternoon, the Smith-Kaufman-Wren, it's like the college version 3 decades later of Stockton and Malone, John Stockton and Karl Malone. But Kaufman-Wren, to his credit, I mean, this guy averaged 6.5 points a game last year. He's at 19 this season. I didn't have him on my bingo card to be a guy who was on the edge of 20 points per game. Did you?
No, I certainly didn't. This is why there are still these old school great stories in college sports and college basketball. We've certainly seen it on Wisconsin's side with guys like Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee, who we talked about throughout the season. But people who are willing to stick it out when they wait to the end of their careers, spots open up, minutes open up, shots open up. And he's certainly taken advantage of it. And obviously at 19 plus points per game, a huge reason why Purdue is in the spot that it is to also have a shot to capture the Big Ten regular season crown.
It seems like, and there's still, as we speak, 7 games left, including today in the regular season. You mentioned Coach of the Year candidates. There's all Big Ten candidates, six-man candidates. I would think Kabari McGee is a legit six-man of the year candidate. John Tanjay, an all-conference candidate. But that's going to be tough for those who vote on this. Luckily, I tapped out of that in the last year or so. But coming up with 5 for your first-team all-Big Ten, that's going to be a real challenge, isn't it?
Even more challenging now that we have an 18-team league, certainly. But there's so many good players, so many teams that are, potential second weekend NCAA tournament type teams and beyond that. So if you can get on there, it really speaks to how great of a year you had. Certainly would expect John Tanja to be there. And I'd be shocked if Kamari McGee isn't the sixth man, given what he's done. But that's why Wisconsin has a chance to do something so special, because you can go down the list and say that there are a lot of deserving candidates for various slots within the conference.
Yeah, Tanjay averaging 23 points a game over his last half dozen games, and you know, went through a stretch where he was getting more attention. He's adjusted to that ever since getting shut out at USC. He has been on quite a roll. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. We'll check in with Max Klesmit next on our Badger Spotlight as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
A pregame coverage continues. Time for today's Badger Spotlight as we check in with senior guard Max Klesmit. He is one of six seniors on this Wisconsin team, and they are having a lot of fun right now. They've won 11 of their last 13, knowing that there are very tough tests ahead, including today, of course, with the game against Purdue at Mackey Arena. But you better believe he is enjoying the ride here as this team goes for win number 20.
Winning is obviously fun, but I think the way we're kind of going about it and the way we're prepping for games right now and how we carry ourselves, that's the part that's more fun. The interactions off the court with one another, hanging out in the locker room, grabbing food, things of that nature. It's been a lot of fun here the past couple months, and looking to finish strong and carry it into March Madness.
All the newcomers that I've talked to, they've mentioned how they've been made to feel welcome almost from the very beginning, not almost, but absolutely from the very beginning. I would think guys like you and Kamari and Gilly and Stevie, you guys have a big role in that, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was kind of the foundation that was left before, and how Tyler Wall kind of passed it down to us. But you just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. You're surrounded and you're by a lot of the same guys every day. So you want to know who you're working with, who you're playing with, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. But you know, I think the thing that we all appreciate is how we recruit here at Wisconsin and, you know, how the coaches really sort out and find the guys that are a right fit and the right mold for the university, not just the basketball team. So it's pretty easy to mesh together, become friends, for lifelong friends, I should say, and enjoy the time that we got with one another for sure.
I know Coach Gard has talked about that for years, that the best teams around here tend to be the teams that get along. Yeah. Like in the NBA, maybe you do that, maybe you don't, but here it seems to matter. Have you found that to be the case here as well?
For sure. You know, I think the best teams ever are the teams who get along the most, but can also be the most competitive with one another once you step on the court and get in between the lines. And I think that's what we have going right now here. We got a competitive group that comes raring and ready to go every single day at practice, in the weight room and things about that. I've been preaching that since we first got here and how competitive it is, but our ability to kind of flip the switch off and be each other's best friend off the court, in the locker room, and, you know, be good people in the classroom and outside in the real world. I think that kind of carries over to the play, directly translates.
It seems like there's different ways to lead, but it's easy to notice that you and Kamari are vocal as well as lead by example. Has that been a part of your game going back to the high school, even before? That's just an important aspect of you as being someone who's willing to lead other guys?
For sure. You know, I think the lead by being a vocal leader is something that was kind of more natural for me, for sure. You know, I think other guys, John Tanjay, Steve, are more lead by example guys, maybe not as vocal, but definitely setting the foundation for the young guys and how hard you got to work if you want to play, and how hard you want to work if you want to be a successful basketball player and a successful person. But I mean, from top to bottom, you know, we got guys who put in a crazy amount of work, things of that nature.
Everybody's really uptight around here,
as you can tell. No, you can see, we run a really tight ship, and everybody's things like that. I mean, keeping a light around each other and, you know, making each other smile and laugh, getting to play the game with a ton of joy is something that we preach here and what's working.
Which leads to the next question is, for the radio crowd only, one of his teammates out there goofing around behind us here. When you're at this time of year, middle of the season or maybe just past, the dog days, whatever you want to call it, how do you guys get through it? And not just get through it, but get better during this time of year?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and I think a lot of teams throughout the country face this struggle once it gets a little later in the season of who's going to fracture first, who's going to be the first team to give in. Maybe it's, you know, outside noise, schoolwork, internal things in the locker room, things of that nature. But I think, like I've said before, the thing about this group is how connected and together we are. As a whole, not just on the floor, but in the weight room, how we carry ourselves off the floor and things like that. I think, you know, with me and Kamari, kind of like you said, being vocal leaders, we do a decent job, I'd like to say, preaching the togetherness part in the locker room. And, you know, being my fifth year playing college basketball, you've really, you know, I've seen what works for teams and what can kind of bring teams down and, you know, what causes issues. But what we got going right now and how we're carrying ourselves and the maturity that, you know, this team kind of walks with, I think it's going to be beneficial for us here later in the season and moving forward.
That's senior guard Max Klusman, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. Stick around. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentor mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues from Mackey Arena, Wisconsin and Purdue this afternoon. Big-time Big Ten battle. Boilermakers 11-3 in league play. The Badgers are 9-4. Wisconsin currently sitting in fourth in the Big Ten, but it is, to say the least, hotly contested. We'll hear more on the topic from Greg Gard in a few minutes, joined now by Brian Butch, and that topic is the similarity in these programs. Both have been extremely successful. Both have been to national title games in the last decade. With Purdue, of course, it was just last April. And how they get there, Butchie, yeah, there's been star power in both programs, but in a lot of cases, it's been that so-called under-recruited, under-the-radar guy who just gets developed and becomes such integral parts of both Wisconsin and Purdue's programs.
Well, and I would say it's the glue guy, too, understanding that there's a lot of really good basketball in Indiana, and Purdue, you know, says, hey, we welcome that in, but understanding that, like, you're not going to be a superstar right away. This is a program, and we're going to build this in. Yeah, if you're successful, we're going to give you the chance to be successful in this and have, you know, continue to build your career and go play at the next level. You see that with Zach Edey, different guys. But, like, this is a program that's built with the way we do things, and you look at it with Purdue and the lack of transfers that they have. Like, they know what they had in that locker room, and they doubled down. Now, every year you're not going to be able to do that, but the first thing you do is you evaluate the locker room you have and before you're out looking for transfers. Yes, everyone's in the transfer portal right now. Everyone's looking at players. But when I say looking at players versus going get players, two different things. You got to prepare yourself in case a kid leaves or whatever else it might be, but understand that you want to build with the group that you have. That comes first. That's a priority. Not every school is like that.
Yeah, well, you talk a lot, too, Brian, about the non-negotiables for a Greg Gard team. Matt Painter has his non-negotiables, too, and they're probably very much alike if you were to match up what you must do to be a part of the Wisconsin program, what you must do to be a part of the Purdue program.
And I think if you look at it, you know, Matt Painter, you know, had a couple of down years there for a while, and nobody at Purdue freaked out. They understood that the course that needed to be, you know, taken and how they needed to approach that. And because they did that, now look at where they're at. And I know that the landscape of college basketball has changed a lot. It really has over the last 5 years. But I'm a firm believer if you have good people in your program that you understand what the same vision is and there's a purpose for what you're trying to do, you can have success. And you look at both of these benches, there's a lot of similarity as far as they've been in the program. Purdue, their assistant coaches, they've been part of this. They know what it means to play for Purdue. Look at Wisconsin's bench. Everybody on that bench knows what it means to play for Wisconsin. You're not trying to refine it and understand the landscape. They live the landscape. And that's why I think both programs are having so much success, because they know how to maneuver and they know how to navigate not only the basketball side of it, but the administrative side of it. You know, and I think that's a big part of where you're at right now with college basketball, because over the last 5 years, it has changed so much.
Yeah, Greg Gard has mentioned that the old Dick Bennett line, know who you are. And Greg extends that and says it's important to know who you're not.
Absolutely.
And it's worked really well.
And both programs know that. Like, both programs haven't completely trying to blow up what they've done to make sure that, oh, well, we got to do this differently. We got to do this. No, this is who we are. And we're just fine with it. And by the way, we're going to win a lot of basketball games.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Both teams have.
Both teams sit here with 19 wins overall this season. Well, one thing Purdue has is one of the top players in the country in Braden Smith. When you're coming into a game with more than 200 assists here with still some basketball ahead and a 3-1 assist to turnover ratio. But that's just part of what he does, Butchie. He can score it. He'll defend you. He'll get a couple of steals a game. This guy is about as close to the old baseball term five-tool player as there is right now. He's only a junior. You might think he's a sixth-year guy, but he's a junior, and he has just been outstanding.
Well, he controls the pace at which Purdue plays, and I think that's most important. When you look at this, now you said one of the best players. I think they have two of the best players.
Yeah.
And when you look at Trey Kaufman-Wren now, one of the reasons that Trey has so much success is because of Braden Smith and the way that they are able to play off of each other. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at. Braden understands the game so much. When to push it, when to pull it out, how to read the pick and roll. And then the biggest thing on top of that is defensively, how many steals he gets almost at 2.5 a game. Like, he's so active on that end. And no, not a lot of people want to talk about the defensive side of what he does, but his defensive the ball really, again, he attacks, I say, the head of the snake. That's what everyone's offense that starts with the point guard position, the head of the snake. You take the head of the snake off, what happens, right? And that's what he does to a lot of different offenses and Big Ten teams.
He's also an Iron Man. He's playing 36 minutes a game and a tick more than that in conference play. So he is clearly held up to this point. It'll be interesting to watch if those minutes continue to stay at the same the rest of this season for the Purdue Boilermakers. That is our Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame coverage is coming up from West Lafayette, Indiana. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana, our Badgers pregame coverage continues. Top 25 matchup today. Big one in the Big Ten Conference as the Badgers at 19-5 overall, 9-4 in the league. Taking on the Purdue Boilermakers, 19-6 overall, 11-3 in conference play. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. You never know how a game's going to unfold, but Butchie, if this is anything like that Big Ten tournament semifinal last March in Minneapolis, we might have a little bit of fun here today.
Well, I think we're going to have fun either way. When you look at it, you remember that game. It was such an exciting game in the Big Ten tournament. Obviously, Max Klusman hits the big one in the middle of the paint to kind of push him ahead. Now, you know, and this is a game that fits Max, right? Like, I know when we've talked about how he's played this year, only shooting at 28% from three. This just feels like a game where Max is going to go something like 4 of 6 from three and do that. He seems to play so much better in big-time games. And I'm anticipating a big game from him and maybe coming out of his slump a little bit.
Yeah, the credit to these guys. They have earned a right to play on a stage such as this afternoon in always loud Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. About a half an hour from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at Mackey Arena, joined by head coach Greg Gard. We talked about a little bit on your radio show for Thursday night, but a good work week for your guys. A little bit of time to maybe breathe a little bit, but some good on-court work as well. Right?
Yeah, you know, we only really took one day off on Wednesday, and Sunday was a mandatory day off. So, we get to get Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Friday in, and obviously use three of those days to prep for today. And then ramp up the intensity as we came through the week. But I think it was good just not only physically but mentally to just, catch our breath a little bit. We've been on a pretty long string here, and obviously another road game here today. But it's always good to go into those breaks off a win. That week gets really long if you don't have that. But I think it we've maximized it and obviously jumped back into it today.
You raise a good point. This is game 6 out of 8 in this stretch being away from home. And we talked before, you guys travel well and all that, but it's still travel. And so to have a couple of days for these guys just to be at home at this time is very beneficial.
Absolutely. And we also... So don't talk about enough. We have school, and they have to go to class. And obviously we've been traveling a lot, and we always talk about if you do things well during the regular season, you get to travel a lot in the postseason too. So that's the intent. So in other words, stay ahead on your academic load. So it was good just for our whole group to be able to, like I said, just catch our breath in all worlds and get ready for the next run.
Yeah, it helps for all of us to be reminded that. I remember talking to Janicki about that toward the end of the fall semester and coming back from a trip or if it was Greenbrier or whatever, and he was saying, I have this, and this academically. And with all the stuff that is out there in college athletics, it's still college.
Right? It is, and that's... It's an important piece, I think, that gets lost and gets brushed over and everything else that goes on in college athletics these days. And we got a good group that understands the importance of that. And if they don't quite understand it, they get consistently reminded of it. So you have to be able to balance both. And our guys do a good job of that.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game, the Badgers and the Boilermakers. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. One of the great things about this Badgers program is watching guys develop, and I would think that those around Purdue would say the same thing about their guys. And with that as the backdrop, Trey Kaufman-Wren, tell us how he is different and better this year from a guy who wasn't bad at all last year, but just a tremendous jump.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, he stayed patient. He redshirted when he came in. He sat behind Zach Edey for a couple years after that. So he's, you know, he's paid his dues and he's worked and gotten better. You know, and typical of players that have come through our program and have come through Purdue's program, I think they're very, very similar in DNA and how we go about things and how we build our program and has sustained our program is probably the most impressive thing. And Wren's another example of that, a guy that just continues to get better. And when it's his time to really play and produce, he's ready to. He's not, you know, he's had great preparation and really utilized the time that he had for 2 years or 3 years against Zach Edey. You know, use that. I always say the practice time is your most valuable time, specifically when you get really good competition ahead of you. There's nothing better than having to face that every day.
There are a lot of guys in the league, and the Badgers have had guys where opponents are saying, what is this, year eight? And Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer are a couple of those guys, and that they haven't been here that long. They've just started from day one. Again, you touched on it Thursday on your radio show, but what is it about Braden Smith that makes him among the better players, not just in the Big Ten, but nationally?
I think the number one thing that jumps out to me, at least, and I don't know him on a personal level, is his competitiveness. I think, you know, that was one thing I always noticed about Johnny Davis, was just his willingness to compete and his desire to win. And I see a lot of that same type of emotional reaction and you know, facial expressions, et cetera, and just how he impacts winning. You know, and obviously his numbers have been through the roof this year, but, you know, from day one, you know, here is a, I think he started as a freshman, so he impacts winning, and now he's doing it in ways that, you know, the numbers jump off the page in terms of how he scored and how he distributes the ball, and his assist numbers are video game-like, but I think he impacts winning, and he competes, and, you know, he's got a really good tool set in his game, too, in terms of how he plays, but I think that desire and that mindset and that toughness that he has is at the top of the list.
Kind of speaks to what you just talked about a couple of minutes ago, too, about how the programs are very similar. You've got a lot of guys who impact winning, something beyond a basic stat sheet. Right?
Yeah, you have to, and I think any good program that sustains success over, you know, they've done it for, you know, from Gene Katie on to Matt, and we've done it from Coach Bennett to Coach Ryan and now into this era. You have those type of players and you have those program guys, so to speak, those culture guys that really embody winning, embody what your school and your program are about. And yes, you have to have star talent, and that some of it's developed, some of it shows up out of the blue. But at the foundational pieces are really, really important.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Rolling out with our pregame coverage, time for our look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Last evening's standalone game was at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, where UCLA held off Indiana 72-68. Part of the storyline going into last night's game was UCLA's inability to win in this part of the country, either the Central or Eastern time zone, but they figured it out last night. Good balance, and boy, a lot of credit to Mick Cronin's team. They're a factor in this race, certainly very much in contention to finish in that top four.
Well, they've done what this Badger team has done, is they've gotten better defensively. throughout the season. I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously, it shouldn't surprise me the way Mick Cronin coaches and what he wants to do defensively. Defense is going to be a big part of what they do. But it reminds me a lot of what this Badger team is. Like, they just keep getting better. They just keep continuing to find ways to get better, especially on that defensive end. But it was a really good win. Indiana, obviously, you know, took down Michigan State. Like, there's a lot of talent there. Question is, how do they finish out the season, I think, is that the question. So.
Well, they've got they will host Purdue, so that'll be a big-time
correct
atmosphere. And it looked like it wasn't sold out last night, but the atmosphere seemed to be
looked
pretty
really
good.
Looked really good, yeah.
It did. Three other Big Ten games today, Washington against Penn State. Those are teams, a couple of programs, both in danger of not getting into the Big Ten tournament. Remember, only 15 of the 18 teams will qualify. Minnesota will go out west to take on USC, and Michigan State coming off that loss to Indiana, playing at Illinois. And Butchie, we've talked about this. Illinois is, you know, you just mentioned, they're probably the most talented team in the Big Ten. They went through some tough patches there with illness and injury. Now they're getting healthy at just the right time.
We talked about this last night. I said November 5th, I think, when the season started, I thought they were the most talented team. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to win, but talent-wise, they have that. They're getting healthy. You're seeing a lot of different guys step up. Will Riley's playing really well now. A young freshman isn't really a freshman anymore, and they're doing some really good things. So it's a tough team, and obviously Tuesday will be a tough stretch. This three-game stretch for Wisconsin is extremely difficult. You go Purdue, Illinois, Oregon. Like, and that's where this one, you worry about the first one, and this one this afternoon here at Purdue.
Yeah, Badgers sitting fourth in the conference. Michigan alone in first, followed by the Boilermakers a half game back. Michigan State one game behind, and the Badgers at 9-4. UCLA is next at 10-5. Maryland 9-5. Remember, those two programs have the tiebreaker, though, by virtue of the head-to-head wins going to the Bruins and the Terps. That is our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game between the Badgers and the Boilers. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones dry-aged bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Wisconsin Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers this afternoon at Mackey Arena, West Lafayette, Indiana. Time to get Butchie's keys to the game.
And with most of them, one of the important things is going to be transition defense. You know, Purdue, they're going to try to get out and run a little bit, not nearly as much as what Wisconsin, pace-wise, tempo-wise. They're 268th in the nation. Wisconsin's 183. But you can't let them get the easy ones. You got to make them work. You got to make sure that you contain Braden Smith. Next thing is control Braden Smith in general in the half court. He's going to like to snake the ball screen, come around, look for the pocket passes for Trey Kaufman-Renton for easy baskets. You have to make sure that he sees bodies all the time. You can't let him get comfortable. Once he gets comfortable, you've got your hands full. And then, if you're Wisconsin, limit your turnovers. Purdue averages 8.4 steals in Big Ten play, 7.2 for the whole season, but 8.4 in Big Ten play. That's number one. You cannot turn the ball over and then give up easy baskets to Purdue. Those are the three things that I look at. And obviously, make some shots, right? I mean, you're going to have to hit some threes, but that's what Wisconsin's done. You know, when you look at what they've done, they're averaging 11.3 makes in Big Ten play.
Yeah, you mentioned those turnovers, 16 points per game off of turnovers. Yeah. For the Purdue Boilermakers, and how to defend Braden Smith. Teams try different things. You play drop coverage. You'll hit little floaters over you, and you just try to as best you can keep him off balance. But he is a very, very gifted and crafty guard for Matt Painter's team. Those are Butchie's keys to today's matchup. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jack Robinson, a little banged up and not on the trip, not available today. The rotation players for Wisconsin all up and good to go for this big-time matchup this afternoon against the Purdue Boilermakers, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Down to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. Matt Painter in his 20th year as the head coach, the former Boilermakers player, and, of course, following the legendary and Naismith Hall of Famer Gene Cady. 466 wins for Painter at his alma mater, 491 wins overall. His starting five made up of Caleb First, a 6'10 senior out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, 5 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. Trey Kaufman-Renn, 6'9 junior from Sellersburg, Indiana, 19 points, 6.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per contest. C.J. Cox is a 6'2 freshman out of Lexington, Massachusetts. He's averaging 6.3 points, 2.7 rebounds. Fletcher Lawyer is a 6'5 junior out of Fort Wayne at 14 points a game, and Layden Smith, a 6-foot junior from Westfield, Indiana, at 16.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 8.5 assists, and 2.5 steals. Both Warrior and Smith are making their 100th career start here this afternoon. Same five as usual for Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers. Stephen Crowd, the 7-foot grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota, 9.3 points, about 6 rebounds, 2.3 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, 10 points, 5.7 rebounds. John Tanjay, a 6'5 grad transfer out of North Omaha, Nebraska, 18.5 points, nearly 5 rebounds, 1.8 assists per game. Max Klesmet, 6'4 senior from Neenah, Wisconsin, at 10 points, 2.5 rebounds, about 3 assists per contest. And John Blackwell, rounding out the starting five, 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 15.3 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. While the Boilermakers have a decisive lead in the historical realm of this series, it's been much closer of late. In fact, the last 8 games have been split down the middle, including that overtime thriller that went Wisconsin's way on the Max Klesmet floater in the Big Ten semifinals in Minneapolis last March. And these are two programs that certainly know the formula of winning Big Ten championships, and this is a huge matchup. 2 of the 4 best in the league about to square off this afternoon. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Brian Freeman back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Welcome to Wisconsin basketball. Big time Big Ten matchup here today as the 9-4 Badgers, 9-4 in league play, 19-5 overall, taking on Matt Painter's Purdue Boilermakers, the reigning Big Ten champion and national runner-up. They're 11-3 in conference play, 19-6 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
That's one of those fun games that make college basketball a great game. As many things are changing in this landscape, and we've talked about that enough, and we get to just call games here today. And Butchie, this is one I think we always look forward to. When do you make the trip to Mackey Arena? When do the Badgers and Boilermakers have a chance to face off? I think we agree this is the best atmosphere in the Big Ten, the crowds here at Mackey Arena. And maybe a lot of that has to do with the fact that Purdue's been really good, and so have the Badgers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happens. That's why this is what it is. You look at where they're at, both teams competing for a Big Ten championship. This game means a whole bunch when you talk about who's going to come ahead and win the Big Ten. Obviously, Michigan's in play there as well, but those three teams, I know Michigan State, they're in play, but their schedule's really tough. It's going to come down to Wisconsin, Purdue, and Michigan, in my opinion, and this game right here is going to happen.